And we are really happy to be joined on the phone now by Cook County native Ryan Petz. He is one of the founders as well as the president of Fulton Beer down in Minneapolis. Hey, Ryan.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. We've really been looking forward to talking with you.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, we've got tons of questions, so let's leap right in. Fulton Beer is pretty new. You started your home brewing, I guess, in 2006 and then kind of made it more of an official business in 2009. How did you get started brewing beer?
You know, we got started home brewing. I had three friends at the time. I had more than three friends. three friends that were into home brewing, and we all kind of got into it at the same time. And one of them, Jim, said, "Hey, why don't we get together in my garage in Southwest Minneapolis, and we'll brew together." And so the four of us did that, and it was a February day in 2006, and brewed our first batch, which later turned out to be pretty good. And we really enjoyed the time. And you know, anybody out there who is home brewed knows that it's a lot of fun, partly because you get to sit around and have a couple of beers while hanging out with your friends, and it's just generally a kind of a creative activity and also just a relaxing one. So that's how we first got started.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see brewing as your career? I mean, before this, what were you doing before?
I had done a variety of things out of college. I got an English degree from St. John's University, and I don't know if English majors usually end up in the brewing business, but I wasn't the first, but I don't know if it's the most common way to get that way. But I had traveled abroad in Australia, New Zealand, and I actually right after college, and that's when I first started to get interested in different kinds of beer. And then when I returned home, I worked at the Gunflint Tavern, and that's, of course, a great beer spot, and I was just kind of getting more and more interested. But it wasn't for a couple more years, after about 2 years of home brewing, that I started to think this could be a great way to make a living if we could somehow make it work. And that transition came about another year later when I left. I was working a corporate job in the Twin Cities at that time, and I was able to leave my job to go to business school, and kind of had everything wide open, and thought, well, maybe there's an opportunity to start a business of my own rather than going to work for somebody else once I got out of school.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned that you started in Jim's garage brewing beer. For folks who don't know, can you just give us a very brief description of how you actually make beer?
Yeah, you know, brewing is, it's at once simple and complex. It's simple in that there are really basically four main ingredients: water, barley, hops, and yeast. And but then within that, there are, you know, infinite variations of possible recipe combinations due to different types of barley or other kinds of grain malts and different kinds of hops and yeast and water chemistry and, of course, the processes you use to put it all together. And but the very simple way is the grain is what contributes a lot of the flavor, some of the aroma, and basically all of the color of a beer. And also the alcohol content comes from the amount of grain that you use in the beer.
Okay.
So you basically steep the grain in hot water, and that starts to extract some of those flavors and colors and aromas, as well as it converts starches that are present in the grain into a simpler sugar, which later on in the process, the yeast will be able to ferment into alcohol and also change some of the flavors. Meanwhile, before you add the yeast, you're able to boil this liquid that you've taken the sugars out of the grain into the water, and it's called wort. The wort is basically the word for pre-fermented beer. So you make this wort by mixing the hot water with the grain, and then you add hops to it, and you boil it. And the hops add some bitterness to balance out the sweetness from the sugars in the grain, and they also add aromas, too, as well as some flavors. And so you have that hot wort, and then with the hops added to it, and you add some yeast later on, and you let it ferment for a couple weeks, and by the end, you've got some beer.
Okay. Okay. The other thing I was going to ask, and you said it in your answer, is it takes a couple weeks then to brew a batch of beer?
Yeah, you know, it's there's kind of, from the high level, there are two different parts to making beer. One is the actual brewing, which takes about 5 hours, give or take, to brew a batch of beer. And that goes from everything with, mashing with the barley, getting the sugars out, boiling it with the hops, and then cooling it down and putting it into a vessel where it's going to ferment. That takes about 5 hours. And then when you add the yeast, it's got to sit for about that 2 weeks at a minimum. Some beer styles are even longer. And that during that two-week period is when the yeast will be working away at the sugars that you've made for them and fermenting and changing it into alcohol and changing that flavor profile into the final product of beer.
Okay. Well, you mentioned, the different recipes for beer. And I understand from your website that you made a batch recently where you used some special barrels, and then you have another beer that just came out within the last week, maybe, that's infused with coffee. Can you tell us a little bit about those? Because those both sound really interesting.
Yeah, and I kind of took the shortcut of explaining how the process works, because that's the simple way when you're making most beers, and you can create a lot of variation with just the things that I described there, but there's a lot of other fun things you can do during various points in the process to create really unique beers. So the two that you mentioned, the barrel one, is after that fermentation. So it's really a finished, ready-to-drink beer at that point. But rather than, say, putting it in a keg and sending it out to a bar, we take the beer and transfer it into an oak barrel that was once used to age whiskey, in this case, Two Gingers Irish Whiskey, which is a company that's based out of Minneapolis here, too. And we allowed the beer to age in that barrel for about 3 additional months. And so after those 3 months, we took the beer back out of those barrels, we put it in kegs, and then you serve it. And by that time, it's taken on a lot of the unique flavors that oak imparts and also some of the whiskey flavor, too.
I bet that was incredibly good.
Yeah, well, if you like either of those things, you're going to like the combination even better. So we thought it turned out really good. The other one, the coffee beer that you're referencing, is one we call War and Peace.
A great name.
And, yeah, thank you. The good thing is it's a lot shorter than the book to drink just one glass of it. It's probably more fun. But War and Peace is it's a beer style called Imperial Stout. Which is a very strong version of stout that, in our case, is about 9.5% alcohol. And it's got these great, rich, kind of dark flavors. Like some, even before we had the coffee, it's got some coffee flavor to it because of the darkly roasted grain we put in. And it also has some chocolate flavors, maybe some dark fruit flavors, too. But then right before we put in the kegs, we actually put a whole bean coffee, and in this case it's Peace Coffee, hence part of the name, into the tank where the beer has fermented for about 4 days. And during that time, the beer kind of leaches some of the oils out of the coffee beans and adds this great coffee flavor and aroma with really without any of the bitterness of the coffee, and it just makes it into it's almost an entirely new beer. And not only has the flavor and the aroma of the coffee, but also even it changes kind of the mouthfeel of the beer too, and so it's really like a new thing, and it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm, I bet. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Cook County native Ryan Petz. He's one of the founders and the president of Fulton Beer. Well, Ryan, you mentioned those two beers, the whiskey barrels and the coffee-infused beer, and I'm assuming that occasionally you try something that doesn't work so well?
Have you tried?
Really?
No, I was kidding a little bit. The great thing is we have the ability to experiment on what's now a relatively small scale. We can make batches as little as 5 gallons at a time in what we call our pilot system. And it's just a very scaled-down version of what we brew our production beers on. And so we can try out different recipe combinations on there, and then if it's something that we really like and we want to do again, we can then scale it up and do it on our production system, which, for comparison's sake, we do batches that are about 1,200 gallons.
Oh my. Okay.
So, we've actually done well enough so far that we haven't had any you know, bad batches off of our larger system. And really, you know, the great thing is even on the pilot system, if you know kind of what you want to achieve and you have a good knowledge of the ingredients that you're working with and the process to go for a certain style of beer, our success rate's generally pretty high. But every now and then, just due to a different process variable, sometimes we have to dump one of the pilot batches.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of your larger production system, I understand that Fulton recently moved into your dream brewery in Minneapolis. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, and it's we've been in this brewery for about we've been brewing there for about a year and a half now. It's downtown Minneapolis, about a buck and a half from Target Twin Play, and you know, we got just kind of by chance we happened into this building, which is just a great location. And you know, the drawback of a great location like that is the building's probably at least now in hindsight too small for us. We're kind of filling it up with our fermentation tanks and our tap room, and we don't have a lot of room to continue growing there. But yeah, we've been brewing there for about a year and a half, and it's a great spot. You know, it's just a really cool part of town and really growing part of Minneapolis, and it's got a very unique vibe to that neighborhood. So we're happy to be kind of a, I don't know if we're a cornerstone of it, but at least a corner.
Mm-hmm. Well, that it sounds like a great spot. And tell us about your tap room. What is a tap room? What happens there?
Yeah, so a tap room is basically there's kind of a legal definition, which isn't really that interesting, but it's something that recently came out of some legislative changes, and a tap room is where you can go to a production brewery and drink a beer brewed. So we have about a little less than half of the space in that Minneapolis brewery that's kind of set aside for our tap room area, and we have a bar there, and the only thing we serve is beer we brew on premise. So it's not really like a traditional bar in that we don't have, you know, a full liquor license with other wine or spirits or anything like that. We're not a restaurant, but the cool thing is, you know, you can come in and get a fresh beer that's very recently, and in some cases it's something you can't necessarily find anywhere else just yet. And then meanwhile we have food trucks come in and park outside, and yeah, so if you want to grab dinner or a snack over there, you can step outside and get a fish taco or a sandwich from the food truck and have it with your beer.
That sounds absolutely perfect. This sounds like a remarkably fun and interesting thing to do. What's the most fun thing that you've found about this work?
You know, I think one of the best parts about being in the brewing business is there's just a lot of great people in it. In our company, you know, it's me and the three guys I started homebrewing with, and they're still some of my best friends. And we have, about eight or nine other employees now, and they're all really fun, good people to work with. And just the people we meet with in other parts of the industry and our customers, it's a very relationship-driven sort of business, and it's just full of a lot of good people. And, you know, it makes the long days and the hard work that we have a lot easier to get through.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, now, you mentioned before we went on the air that not only are you brewing beer there in downtown Minneapolis, but you're also working on hopefully changing law in Minneapolis. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, and the law we're trying to change is actually a Minnesota law. It's if you're familiar with growlers, they're basically a half-gallon container that is resealable and returnable. So you come to the brewery, you buy fresh beer that we've made in one of these growlers that you can then, once you're done drinking it, return and exchange for a new one. And you don't, and it's, you know, it's a way that we don't have to throw away the glass when it's done. Anyway, due to an outdated Minnesota law, breweries of a certain size can't sell growlers once they've grown beyond that size, and we're on the threshold of that. Some of the other small brewers in Minnesota are about to surpass that, and so pretty soon we're not going to be able to sell these growlers anymore. So we're trying to change that law because you know, our customers really like it. It's an important part of our business, and we think it would be great if we could keep selling them even as we grow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good luck with that. And what's next for you guys? I see that the coffee-infused beer came out last week.
Yeah, you know, that came out last week, and it's kind of hitting in a lot of bars and restaurants and liquor stores now this week and next week, and we think that'll be have come and gone pretty quickly, but we have a new beer style coming out that's our first ever spring seasonal release, which is the style is a Saison, which is a French style brewed with rye. And so it's kind of an unusual combination, but we've brewed a number of test batches of it, and it seems to be going over really well. So that'll be available both at our tap room and then also at out at bars and restaurants pretty soon. So we're excited to get that out in the next little under a month.
Okay. Well, and I know I've had Fulton beer here in Cook County at a couple different places. How wide is your distribution?
You know, it's an interesting sort of, if you were to look at it on a map, it's basically, we have very good coverage here in the Twin Cities, and then nothing else in the state except for basically Cook County. And that wasn't by accident. You know, all of my business partners, and of course our business, it kind of originated in the Twin Cities, and so it was the natural place to start selling beer, but I always wanted to be able to sell it in Grand Marais and, you know, the surrounding area where I grew up, so... when we looked to add another territory and another distributor, that was the logical second choice. And, you know, we hope to have more distribution throughout the state at some point, but we're not really quite able to make enough beer to keep up just yet. So we're trying to grow and to expand our distribution, but for now it's Grand Marais or the Twin Cities.
Okay, well, we're lucky to be on that short list then. Well, where can folks go to learn more? Tell us about your website.
So our website is it's just fultonbeer.com. It's pretty easy to find or Google, and it tells you know, a little bit about the story of our company, about our beers, our background, and also basically anywhere you can find it. I'm not sure. It's not always 100% up to date, so if you can't find all of the local Cook County establishments, we're working on it, but it's, you know, if you're visiting the Twin Cities and you want to say, well, I want to find a Fulton beer on tap somewhere, you can look up and find it on the website too.
Okay, well, anything you would like to add, Ryan, before we let you go?
No, well, you know, I'm really appreciative of all the support that everybody from home has given me. It's been really, really cool to, you know, walk into Gunflint Tavern or Harbor House or Sun and Ollie's and order one of my own beers. And even though I could get it for cheaper at the brewery, it's fun to kind of buy one of our beers at a place where, you know, I've been eating ever since I grew up there. So it's and it's been really cool to see so many people kind of adopt it as one of their favorites since we've been there.
That's great. Well, I bet it is. Well, Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this evening, and congratulations and best wishes on your endeavors.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been fun.